That was the sound of local Indigenous elder Donna Wright performing a song to the crowd of roughly 100 people at the International Overdose Awareness Event at Lakeside Rotary Park in Nelson last Thursday. Among the crowd were those mourning the loss of loved ones, outreach workers from Interior Health, first responders, members of the homeless population, and others. The event was organized by local harm reduction organizations Anchors and the Rural Empowered Drug Users Network, Redone. After Wright's opening, Amanda Erickson of the Nelson Fentanyl Task Force and community engagement worker at Anchors delivered a passionate speech citing alarming statistics about the toxic drug crisis.
As I said before, just welcome and thank you so much for being here today. So again, I facilitate the Nelson Fentanyl Task Force and two other community groups in Castlegar and Grand Forks, and I work with Anchors in community engagement. I'm also a registered clinical counselor, and I've been in the field of social service and mental health for the last 23 years. As many of you are aware here, according to the recent BC Coroner's report, the unregulated drug toxicity is now the leading cause of death in British Columbia for people aged 10 to 59 years old. As of July 2023, 12,739 people have died in BC since the declaration of the public health emergency in April 2016. We need to do better as a community and a province to prevent needless death, to support families and youth to stay safe from toxic drug poisoning. We have the tools now to provide opiate agonist therapy and medical prescriptions and other low barrier public health resources to reduce death. We must keep advocating for our rural populations to have the best care available. We've worked too hard and come too far to allow politics or misinformation to turn us back. We need to keep fighting for the resources and workers to turn this around and work together collaboratively here in the Kootenays. Over the past 7 years, I've had the honor to work with people across the region and to learn about the response to the toxic drug crisis. I've been humbled to see the amazing contributions to care in all sorts of organizations and on the streets. All the work done in the face of the incredible and unrelenting loss, and more people in all walks of life keep dying. I know this community is stronger together. And also, before the pandemic, we were making progress. In 2019, we reduced the death rate by almost 40%, saving 575 more lives than 2018. This was likely due to a huge rollout of naloxone, harm reduction, education, and overdose prevention sites across the province in 2018. Our community members have the compassion and the love and the strength to meet this public health crisis. We must provide our loved ones and friends who are struggling with substance use with more safety, more dignity, and more belonging.
That was Amanda Erickson of the Nelson Fentanyl Task Force addressing the crowd at last week's International Overdose Awareness Event. Next to speak was local MLA for Nelson Creston, Brittany Anderson.
There's a lot of people and people that I spoke to just this morning that couldn't come because it was too hard. So I think as a community, we really, like, we can't judge who's here, who's not here. This impacts all of us. There are parents that are here today that have lost their kids. There are siblings that are here today. There's friends. There's service providers that are doing mind-blowing work every single day to keep our community safe. And as a small community, we are so interconnected. You know, we all have to take care of mental health. We all have to take care of each other. I know the peer network has been doing just absolutely heroic levels of work to keep their friends safe, keep our community members safe. And, you know, as I just look around here, there's so many people that have been involved on so many different levels and impacted. And I just, my heart goes out to you. And I just want to thank everyone for what they've done to be here today and to support each other. So thank you.
Following local MLA, Brittany Anderson thanking the crowd and local support workers for their work combating the toxic drug crisis, City Councilor Leslie Payne said there is significant work to do from all levels of government.
The true measure of any society can be found in how it treats its most vulnerable members. This was said by Mahatma Gandhi decades ago. When I look around at all levels of government, we have significant work to do. We know it can be done. We look back over the last few years, we look back decades before that, and when we've had crises, we've stepped up as communities, as government, and we've taken care of the people who need it most. This health emergency has been going on for too long. I hear Amanda say, we need to fight. Why do we need to fight for human health and dignity? We need to advocate, we need to educate, we need to stay together as a community and bring more people who maybe just need a deeper understanding of this touches everyone. No one is immune. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I am one of those passionate, dedicated individuals who will do as much as I can. And some days it feels like so little in the faith of what the rest of the members of this group are doing. But I'm there, and I'm honored to be here with you today.
Next to speak at the event was Cheryl Dowden of Anchors. She used her time in front of the crowd to address local youth. Dowden encouraged youth to seek out all the support in the city, especially drug testing services.
When I see our community divided, it breaks my heart, and I want us all to work together to make sure that we're the village and we're holding people, and especially I want to speak just about the youth in our community. Speaking as a parent, you know, I know there are youth here today that have had, you know, a tremendous loss. And, you know, I know more than one loss. And I just want to say how important you are to us, to our community. And I want us to do better by you. You know, we have been talking a lot at Anchors about how we can support you more in our community, how we can get information to you so that you can make informed decisions and so that you can support your friends. And we have Amelia here, right at the back. Hi, Amelia. Amelia does drug checking at Anchors, and that machine that we have, we can take it out into the community, we can take it to events. It's confidential. You can tell your friends, they can come and get their drug tested. They can have conversations about drug use. And, you know, we have so many resources in our community for youth, and we need more. But we want to have those conversations with you. We want to be in the schools having those conversations. We want to connect with your social media. If you have ideas, if you have creative ideas, innovative ideas, if you want to step forward in leadership, then please come and talk to us. If it's not Anchors, come and talk to Freedom Quest. We want to support you. And if that's one message I can put out today, that's the one, okay? And just know that you're loved.
The final speech at the International Overdose Awareness event came from Tiffany Teal of Redone. She thanked first responders and local shelter workers.
I would like to acknowledge our first responders here in Nelson. They talk about duty, and I think it's a calling for most. And I know this job can be stressful, but I have quotes from some of our peers. Okay, one is, without you there, there'd be no direction. Thank you for what you do. Another is, thank you for responding and humanizing some of us. You get to know us by name. And to the fire department, we know you're there. We see you. and thank you. Another one is thank you for saving people's lives. The numbers would be much higher without you. God bless. Unseen as well are our shelter workers. Oh, I could go on and on. The work you do behind the scenes means so much to all of us. Thank you.
Following the speeches, interviews were conducted with attendees at the event. Among those who spoke were an interior health worker and a former frontline worker.
Today I'm here representing Nelson Mental Health and Substance Use, just sharing some of the resources that mental health and substance use services has available in our community, from counseling services to opiate replacement therapy, prescribed safe supply, and OAT or opiate agonist treatment. There's a lot of resources available that folks can either find online through the Interior Health website, or they can come on down to the mental health building at 333 Victoria Street and access services that way as well.
As a frontline worker, what would you want to tell people who aren't involved and do not see this vulnerable community? What's something they should know?
Everyone is important and valued, and everyone has gifts to offer, and they need to be seen, heard, and given an opportunity and purpose in their lives. And often they're just treated so poorly, like second-class citizens, or that they're not important. And I would love to see value placed in their presence.